If this were all that there is, notice the subject. If it were all that there is, this would not be, the future would not be a principal part, right? Because you could make everything predictably. Just like in our language, you just stand will in front of read, will in front of walk, and you get the future. So, this is, however, a principal part. Why? Because there are some irregular verbs. Irregular verbs. Now, what do we mean by that? The future is not formed predictably in the stem. So, here is a new word, and by the way, Vince, I'm just coming around here by you because you did appreciate this point so much. That the vocabulary that we all had in the past, everything is regular from present to future. Okay? So none of the words you had, here is soil, klepto, lipo, all of those, when you move from present to future, they're all predictable. Everyone's predictable. Now, in this chapter, we will get some irregulars, okay? And here is an example of one. Auxon. Now, here comes the Wendell Staubach principle. Gee whiz, Wendell, nü at the end of the stem is not on our consonant chart, okay? Well, here's the point, Wendell. When you get a consonant that's not on the consonant chart, you're in trouble. Because something is going to happen. And in fact, the future of Auxano is not Auxanso. Greek did not like the nso business. So, what is the future? It's this. Auxeso. And that is unpredictable. You did not know that. I mean, why isn't it Auxaso or Auxubiuso or something like that? It's not that. It's Auxeso. That was not a predictable move on the part of the stem. And because it's not a predictable move, it's irregular. Now, here's the thing. Most verbs, if they're irregular in the past, are also irregular in the future. In other words, this is a little unusual to have verbs that are regular in the future, you know, they stay okay until they get to the past, which is number three. But hey, some of them are like that. So I figure I could use those in the vocabulary. Okay? So, but Auxano is not one of these. Auxeso is the future that you couldn't have predicted. You couldn't have predicted that. Therefore, that becomes an irregular, and because there are verbs like that, that means that the future has got to be a principal part for the language. You must always have a principal part if a particular tense or voice or something cannot be formed in every case predictably. You know, that's why, like I say, in our language, we've only got three principal parts. Whereas, most languages have a lot more principal parts than that. That's a good part about it. So, Auxano means to increase, then this would mean I shall increase. Now, you'll notice that even though it's irregular, it does have the sigma as the sign of the future. And that's normal. Yeah, see, you'll still kind of have, so for example, if you were, let us say, Creek. If you confront the form Auxeso, you should be able to figure out that it is a future tense verb. Because, Wendell, that was your point about the sigma at the end of the stem. See, when you see that sigma, that's going to be a future. Right. Now, when you go there and you're going to look up Auxeo, and it ain't going to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, then it turns out to be regular. You're going to have to use some kind of an irregular verb chart or something like that.
All right, now.